The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
It's sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration, people. Paul Davis Restoration. And what is the restoration? That means they restore your house or your business to the place it was before a disaster hit. So if lightning strikes your roof and it burns a hole in the roof, causing some damage inside, and then it rains in through that hole in the roof and you got flooding and all that, that's when you would need Paul Davis Restoration. That's the kind of stuff they do. They have emergency technicians that will get over there, clean everything up first, and then restore it back to the way it was. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So we've made it easy for you to find Paul Davis Restoration. Just go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. acetj.com/Paul Davis. And always remember, Paul love it, Paul love it. Wilford Brimley, is he still alive or he died? He had passed. I think he passed not long ago.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, Wilford Brimley from the oatmeal commercials, it's the right thing to do and the tasty way to do it. That
2020.
Guy.
2020.
No, I thought he wore glasses, Ralph.
Right. Uh-huh. Yep.
So he died in 2020. He was one of those actors that always seemed old.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
See what else these kids may, Alexis may have known him for. Y'all knew him from the oatmeal commercials and stuff and diabetes.
What's his name?
Diabetes.
What'd you say his name was?
Wilford Brimley. Mm-hmm. White fella.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah.
His stash.
Mm-hmm. Well, he played in the movie Cocoon, which I never saw.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And he played, he starred as a grandfather in Cocoon. And he was 49.
Really? He was only 49 uh-huh. in that movie?
Yeah.
And Cocoon was all about old people.
Mm-hmm. And didn't they find the Fountain of Youth or something is what it was. But I need to go back and watch that. I never did. It's a Ron Howard movie, right?
Yes, Ron Howard movie.
Yeah.
Late 80s, early 90s, something mm-hmm. like that.
Now, for comparison's sake, Tom Cruise will be 60 July 3rd. Do you know him and Peyton had the same birthday?
I did not know that.
Yeah. So he's almost 60. It would never be playing, you know, in a movie about old people where he's one of the old people.
He would
people.
Never be the old guy in a movie yeah. like that.
Mm-hmm. And there was a big controversy, not controversy, but a lot of people were interested in when they remade Top Gun, that they were bringing all the, you know, the people back from the original, like Val Kilmer. I mean, they had to go through a lot to get him to be able to be in the Maverick movie and stuff because of his illness. They couldn't bring Goose back because he died in the first one. So they brought his son back, and then that represented Goose, and then Maverick. And then there were a few others that showed up along the way from the original. But the love interest, being Kelly McGillis, they didn't bring back, and they replaced her, but instead of him still being, you know, having her as a love interest, there was somebody different. and it was what's her name? O'Connell.
Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, Jennifer Connelly, and she looked really good.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But Kelly McGillis doesn't look like a 60-year-old that's been a movie star the whole time ever since, you know, from the point of the first Top Gun all the way until now, like Tom Cruise has been. He's been a movie star this entire time, and he's had to stay in shape for movies and look good and all of that. Whereas she kind of just, I read an article where she even said, no, I mean, I look age appropriate now. So it doesn't bother me that they didn't come back and get me to be Tom Cruise or Maverick's love interest again, because I look like I'm my age as a normal person. I don't look like a movie star anymore.
Let's see. So she's...
She's but 5 years
was,
older than
she
him.
Was
she's
older 64. Anyway. Yeah.
She's 64, but she's only 4 years older than him. But
right.
But it seemed like in the first movie, she seemed a lot older than him. Like not a lot, 10, 15 years older than him.
Yeah.
The way they presented it, the way they showcased it.
But either way, I mean, he is not by any means, you know, your average 60-year-old looking guy.
Not at all.
So, what? Alex.
Yeah, she does not look the same as she did when she was younger.
No, but,
at all.
I mean, none of us does. But she also hasn't been a movie star all that time.
Did she stop acting?
I think so. I think she has, she may have kept acting for a while after Top Gun, but, I mean, I haven't seen her doing anything in years and years. But what would you say to someone who's feeling badly about that and go, well, I mean, you know, I don't look like I did. I mean, would you say, that's all right. You didn't look that great when you were young.
No.
Would you say that?
No.
I mean, not to her because she was pretty.
Wow.
And all of that.
A couple of things. Number one, in an interview in 2019 with Entertainment Tonight after Top Gun, she said, I think my priorities in life changed. It wasn't like a major decision that I made to leave. It was just other things became more important.
Yeah, family and kids and all that.
And
Dope. No, I made dope.
It says, what is Kelly McGillis doing these days? McGillis currently lives in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Close to here.
Yeah, as of 2013, she has taught acting at the New York Studio for Stage and Screen, NYS3, in Asheville, North Carolina.
Dope.
Yeah. I'll be damned.
Yeah, she probably acts like those Asheville people.
Yeah. What do they act like?
Bunch of crazy radical liberals. That's what they act like. Dirty.
Oh, where'd you study acting? Asheville.
All the greats came from Asheville. Did you not know, Riggins?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but damn, how about that? You got.
Well, that's where Zach Galifianakis is
you
from.
See? Leonardo.
Yeah, that's
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
You know, they all came from Denzel. They're from Asheville.
Denzel.
They all went
Wow.
I forget that Kelly McGillis was in Witness.
Yeah.
That Harrison Ford movie.
Yeah, she was in a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of big movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, she just Broadway after that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stage work.
Off Broadway, like Nashville.
Yeah.
Way that off. Was like the shoe store.
Off Broadway.
She's done a lot of work helping other people get off drugs.
But Lame. I talked to somebody else who thinks that the Top Gun movies are chick movies.
Who?
What? You know, Reagan said his dad said they were chick movies. Adam.
Really?
But are we going to really like.
I would say
no.
Maybe.
And I said, yeah, so we went and saw the Top Gun movie, the new Top Gun. He goes, well, I'm guessing you had to be dragged to that, didn't you? Meaning like that had to be something that Jody wanted to watch and you just had to go along with her.
Did he watch the first one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'd say the
took
first
his
one
breath
has
away. He said it took his breath away.
The first one definitely has more elements than the second one, though.
Elements of what?
The, you know, romantic stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The first one has more sexy, romantic aspects to it than the second one did, I thought.
My daughter's boyfriend, Joey, he didn't care. They just watched the first one the other day because they were going to go see the new one. And he said he didn't like it that much. He thought it was going to be more war stuff.
Yeah, because they have a lot of scenes of the guys without shirts on and stuff playing volleyball. Maybe that's why they think it's a girl movie.
Hmm. No, I don't think men's minds work that way. Oh, this must be a girl movie. The guys are out there on the beach without a shirt. Of course they're going to be without a shirt on the beach. They're out there playing, you know, whatever. I don't think men look at it as having the woman in it anyway to give them ultimatums and to do the romantic things and all of that. That would make it a chick flick to a lot of men. Like the sheer fact that there's romance in it rather than just a bunch of guys training to fight and going and fighting. Like Officer and a Gentleman was by far more of a chick movie than a guy movie.
Yeah.
With Richard Gere and Deborah Wingman.
Yeah.
Winger.
Yeah.
Do you think Pearl Harbor is a chick flick?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Oh, have you guys seen it? Because there's a lot of war in that, but there's romance too.
I've seen it.
It's also really long, so it could just be, you know, one part of it is that, and then the other part is the war stuff.
I think it's similar to, this is going to sound weird, Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that either.
In that it's, you know, there's a lot of cool action stuff, but it's all built around this romantic story. Could easily still be considered a chick flick because one of the big stories throughout, like in Armageddon, is he gonna survive? Mm-hmm. Is Ben Affleck gonna survive to get home to live Tyler? Oh,
I love that movie.
I do too. It makes me cry every time.
I don't cry, but I like it.
See, I didn't watch Armageddon because isn't it about like space. Or something?
Yeah.
And then I didn't watch Pearl Harbor because I figured they would change history and put a liberal spin on what really happened and stuff. On the historical aspect of it.
Yeah.
Did they, Riggins?
I never saw it.
Your head.
Yeah.
Oh. I would just imagine, yeah.
I know they did with that Lincoln movie, that Steven Spielberg's Lincoln.
I never saw that.
Yeah.
You don't want
to see it. Yeah. Hmm. Because the way they positioned it was that that some Republicans were fighting to maintain slavery. And other Republicans were fighting against slavery. And the Democrats were just kind of innocent bystanders on the thing. When the whole thing actually was, the Republican Party was established as to fight against slavery and getting slavery stopped. And the Democrats are the ones who wanted slavery to continue, and that's where the fight was. But they didn't write it that way. They changed the history of it. So they wouldn't make Democrats look like they were the ones who actually were in favor of slavery. So I figured that all of those movies now are that way.
Yeah.
Now they change it and twist it. And
I don't remember enough about Pearl Harbor to remember. So I remember I've seen Armageddon a bajillion times because it's always on TV. It's on TV all the time.
It's a great movie.
But that Armageddon even produced my least favorite Aerosmith song.
Yeah,
that's a great song.
What was the song in that? What's the song?
I don't want to miss it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is a great song. There's no doubt about it. Great song.
And it's perfect in the movie.
It is. There's nothing about it.
I like Aerosmith. Aerosmith, man. I like Aerosmith.
Bruce Willis, they don't
need to be doing love songs.
But if I go see an Aerosmith concert and they don't do that song,
you gonna be sad?
No, I'm totally good with it. It's like, oh, great song. It's you know,
really,
yeah.
Oh, it's my favorite Aerosmith song.
Yeah, it is a great song. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could you say it would be?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a whole lot of Aerosmith songs, but that's a good one.
You say you're a dweeb because you like that song?
Probably.
They don't play that on the soundtrack of the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster, do they? They don't throw that one in there anywhere, do they?
No, and it's not even the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster anymore.
It's not?
I think it's just the Rock and Roller Coaster. I don't think Aerosmith's name is on it anymore.
That sucks for Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Yeah, does every time?
We're taking you off. Same ride. We're just going to take you off because no one gives a shit.
Do you think they would get paid every time someone rode the roller coaster? They would get paid?
No, I don't think that's how the contract was written. Because that would be stupid.
Idiotic.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
In the United States of America, we love having a choice when it comes to almost anything. We want a choice. Well, how did you choose your internet service provider? You probably didn't. You don't have very much choice there because they operate like monopolies in the regions that they serve. Now, they use this power to take advantage of customers, data caps, streaming throttles, and the list goes on. But worst of all, many internet service providers log your internet activity and sell that data to other big tech companies or advertisers. Don't do that. Use ExpressVPN.
ExpressVPN is a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. That means you stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself. Visit expressvpn.com/ACETJ. That's expressvpn.com/ACETJ to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/ACETJ right now to learn more.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the ACE and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go, let's go. Yeah. Let's go. I got to start drinking more beer.
Why?
I'm not getting my daily intake that is required.
Well, I'm all about studio beers if you guys are down for that.
No, that's not really a good idea. We used to think that was a good idea when we were moving into the building by ourselves, but and the last thing we need is for you to have a cross buzz. Alexis.
Yeah. That's how I do some of my best work.
Did you ruin studio beers for us with your cross buzzing? Thanks a lot, Alexis.
That's how I'm the funniest.
Oh, yeah. We get those emails and direct messages all the time about how you're the funniest.
Well, not funnier than you guys, but the funniest version of myself.
In your cross buzz?
Yeah.
When you're under the influence of two substances?
Yeah. That's when I'm the funniest, Alexis.
Well, it's glad we know that combination now.
You know, everybody has their thing that motivates them.
You know, Ace, somebody's got a lingering condition, like Rob, whenever they just start referring to it as the leg.
The leg.
The leg. No, because of the leg, because of the back, you know, that whole thing. Yeah. That's the way he started doing that. Well, first it was the back, yeah. And now it's, you know, the whole
leg. The leg's not any better today or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He just one step away from calling it his bum leg.
You got a bum leg.
So, Rob, the leg got worse over the weekend because you did nothing?
Yeah, I would barely move. I went from the bed to the couch, back to the bed, and, you know, that's about all the movement.
Because you were sick all weekend.
Yeah.
You're so sick now of being active.
Yeah, now you're still sick. And the leg is worse.
Right.
Okay. So today, are you going to do anything? Are you going to, like, get outside and walk or something to get the leg going?
Well,
or
what? I'm still sick, so I didn't say
run a 5K rig. I just,
you're going to get out there and, like, join an intramural, Dave, or something?
Well, if he needs to be active to help the leg and he's got to get the leg going, I didn't know.
It's 100 degrees outside.
Yeah, that's also...
Oh, yeah.
Good call, Regan. Thanks.
We could go in the evening or something, but you got to do something to get the leg going, right?
Yeah. And I plan to.
No, I think Rob's next step is getting one of these.
Hot pie.
Yep. Yeah. Give me a motorized chair.
More corn.
More corn.
I'm out of juice.
Yeah.
How does this keep happening?
Is Meredith still taking good care of you?
She hasn't been home.
Okay.
Florence Nightingale.
I wouldn't want to walk into that shit every day either. Walk into a completely blacked out house with blackout curtains and him standing sick and
well, she's the one who got me sick.
He's too sick to limp now. That's how bad it is.
He's got, like, cough germs everywhere, residue of cough stuff in there. Ugh. And his...
empty Frito bags around the couch.
Booger air.
Doritos.
Booger what?
Booger air.
Air. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're not even playing video games then, huh? You're too sick and hurting for that?
Before I had gotten sick, I had started playing video games again because it was... I found a way to sit in the recliner that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually helped the way I had sat in the recliner, helped the leg a little bit. And so,
mm-hmm.
The leg.
So what are you going to do to help make it better?
I hope if it doesn't get better from, you know, just using it in general.
When are you going to do that?
Oh, well, I mean.
When are you going to use it?
This week. I'm already feeling a little bit better today. So, you know.
How are you going to use it? Doing what?
I got the Apple Workout Plus thing that's got, like, indoor workouts that I can do. So I'm going to start working on doing those.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Apple Fitness, I think it's called.
Yeah, it is hot though to be on the outside. It's really hot.
Yeah, the heat index is 105 today. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's too hot to even do an inside workout.
It's like the virtual reality workout. Close the curtains.
Yeah. I saw my son up in the loft yesterday. He was playing around a golf, just getting some exercise.
With his VR headset on? Yeah.
Feels good to be outside.
Playing with Rory.
I'm one back.
All right, we're going out on the lake. All right, bye.
Really? He'd rather play video games than go on the lake?
Yes.
I think I would if it's
as hot as it's been.
Yeah, he's not an outdoor person. Or an indoor person, for that matter.
What is he?
He's not really crazy about the indoors. Yeah. I'm not just over the moon about the inside.
That's tough, too, when you're not an outdoor person or an indoor person.
You're a real pickle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've really kind of backed yourself into a corner there.
That's too funny.
More of a tent person, I guess. I don't know.
I like being inside acting like I'm outside by playing golf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Alexis, my son is 19, and I told him the other day, I said, hey, like, there's a world out there. There's a boat over there that, you know, I would love it if you would use it. You're welcome. Like, if I were you 19 let him use the above, boat? I would if he knew if he had done enough to know how to take it out by himself. His sister.
Oh yeah, she was using it way before she was his age.
Guess who wants to use a boat
all the time? Yeah, when she was we started when she was 17. I would let her take it out like after extensive rehearsals. I would let her take it out around the corner, and I could still see her. Like, you could go around the cove, and I could still pull up and see her. And then I let her take it out to in our cove, and then she could go out farther into the little circle area. And that's when she lost her keys because she went out too far one day, and I took her keys away from her, so she had to wait until the next summer to take it out again. But after that, she could go all over the lake. Well, she used it all the time. I mean, a lot. And I'm dying for him to use it. And I say, I know, I need to get my license, my boater's license.
I mean, if you need someone to use it, I got you.
What a spin. You somehow managed to bring that sweet story around to how you get the boat.
Well, if he says he wants it to be used.
Do you know anything about...
I would rather a six-year-old that take a boat out than Alexis.
A blind six-year-old.
She's going to be banging into everything.
There's nothing to bang into.
What?
Oh, really?
Out there. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's easy to stay out of a boat's way.
Mm-hmm. That's a red flag number one.
Yeah. You feel like it's easy to park it and get it in and out of a slip and in and out of a slip that may be, with another boat in it.
Well, I'm not going to do that part.
Okay.
Well, what are you going
to
do?
Someone has to get in it, take me out, and then swim back to the shore. And then when I come back, they got to swim out.
And you got to take the anchor out, be able to take the anchor out and throw it.
Yeah, I can do that part.
Yeah.
I'm a good anchor thrower.
And then once you throw it out there, because I got a big anchor, mm-hmm. you got to pull it back up.
Yeah, I can do that part.
Because that's what I, with Peyton, the parking, I made her park it a couple times with me on the boat. And then I stood on the boat, and she had to pull it in, back it out, pull it in, back it out, pull it in back, then go make a circle and come in like she was coming in and do that a bunch of times. And then we went out one day, and I made her throw the anchor out, then bring it up, then throw it back out, bring it up, then throw it back out, and bring it up, You got to go through all that stuff.
Yeah.
They said he got a big anchor.
Yeah,
he got a heavy anchor. And it's a novelty when it's shaped like balls.
Ew. I don't want to touch that one.
Big sack. I got a big anchor. Big anchor.
Check that out.
Gross.
And I tell him, I said, do me a favor. Throw my balls out there in the water.
You good?
All of a sudden, I do not want to go on the boat.
Oh, they ain't going to float.
Yes, get a little good swing on them first and then let it go.
A set of clackers.
Hangers. Yeah. No, my boat's old. My boat's old.
Yeah.
It's like 10 years old.
Got a big old anchor.
So, if it's 10 years old and you're ready to do away with it, then let Alexis take it.
Right. Let Alexis have it.
Oh, that's awesome.
You can't.
Let me have it. I can't want Riggins.
I don't know. Should you be piloting a boat if you can't swim?
Yes.
No. I mean, just in case.
Because I can wear a life vest.
Yeah, but you're not going to do that because you're going to think it makes it look stupid or something. You're like, I can't.
No, I'll wear a life vest if I'm driving the boat.
Well,
okay. Because mm-hmm. I'm the captain.
But why would you wear one if you're driving the boat and not if you're just riding in it?
Because someone else can save me. I don't have to be responsible. But if I'm the captain, I got to lead by example.
Okay. So you think other people would ride in the boat with you being the captain?
Yeah.
You think people would get in there?
For sure.
Huh.
I got captain vibes.
You got to pass a drug test to get a boater's license, though.
I can pass it.
Please.
I know people.
You barely got your driver's license after a month, 2 months.
I think I can do it. Don't underestimate me.
Well, you don't really have to pass a drug test, but if you did, there's no way you would ever. They wouldn't even let you out on the lake.
You're saying no way.
Behind the wheel of a boat or just on one.
You don't believe she could stay out on the lake and not
listen,
partake.
I was on the boat at the lake a few weeks ago, and all those other people, if that was the rule, they wouldn't have been able to be there either.
Who?
The other people that were on the boats at the lake.
On the boats?
On the boats.
Which boats?
Their boats.
Who?
The other people that were at the lake.
Everybody out on a boat was smoking weed?
For the most part, where we were at.
They kept
coming to take my lighter.
Oh, because y'all were tied up? And on
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I don't doubt that. Not one bit.
Everybody's high.
And they were your people.
What's my people?
Mm. You know.
The weed heads.
What are my people? I don't know what
you're talking about. Yeah, what does that
even mean? They were white.
Oh, that doesn't make them my people. No, it doesn't. I hate white people a lot.
No, you too.
There are a lot of white people I hate. And I think are trashy and dumb.
Yeah, that's quite a generalization that all white people are your people.
Yeah.
Yeah, all Hispanic people are my people. Mi gente.
Mm-hmm. All of them?
Yeah, that's the Spanish MySpace that came out at the same time as MySpace was called Mi gente.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, well.
You should love your people a little more than hate them.
I love individuals. I don't love groups. Because in a group, somebody can F you over easily. But an individual, that's how you judge people. And as an individual on a boat, I would see you being high as F.
There you go.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.